In the second round, I was very relaxed, actually, because I was so nervous for the first round. Don't know why. Made myself so much pressure because I knew the horse is in a fantastic shape. Then I cleared it, and then the second round, I just knew, concentrate, you can do it. And I focused, and it went all well. I tried to support my horse as good as I could, because he's so careful that you really have to also fight with him a bit, that he doesn't get too careful, to make the back bar. And he just listened, and he was fantastic. And then just with his three double clears, I had nothing to lose to go in the jump off first. So I did my best, and yeah, it was maybe also a little bit missing experience that I came in there too fast, maybe in the double, but yeah, I feel like a winner, and I'm so happy.
Yeah, you must feel on top of the world. It's a big prize.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I feel very honored also in these big names to be really on the top, and it's a dream coming true, and I'm very happy.
You're very close to the top, and thinking about the Rolex Grand Slam of show jumping, will you be going to Spruce Meadows to give it a bash?
That I don't know yet. I really have to see how my horse is. The focus is really on the Europeans, and it's quite short after, and it's a long flight, so we really have to make a decision also for the horse if he's going or not. So we didn't decide about that yet. We will try to figure out a good plan and then see what's best.
So what is next for you?
Next for me is a national show next week at home with the young horses, and then we go to Falsterbo in Sweden, another Super League. But then I go with the Uptown Boy as a first horse, and Palube can rest a bit at home.
But a great Aachen.
Yeah, amazing. A great end.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.